Zogt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sanhedrin, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Hei. Hamagadef. Samachas v'shalom. Benches Hashem. Actually, we mean the opposite of benching. The Mishnah explains, Ein Chayv is not Chayv, actually, a Foresh es Hashem. He has to say out the name of Hashem. If he heard someone else say the name of Hashem, and he made the curse, but that is not Chayv Misa. Zogt der Mishnah weiter, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Now here's the problem. We can't give a person Misa or punish him unless the Edom tell the Bezin exactly what he said. But we don't want the witnesses to repeat Chas v'Shalom what he said because we know what he said. Or we're trying to figure out if indeed that's what he said. But Chas v'Shalom, we don't want the witnesses to repeat a klala. So what do we do? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. B'chol yom, every single day, Danan es Edom b'kinui. Every single day, the judges, when they talk to the Edom, they substitute Hashem's name. Kinoi could mean a nickname. Hamachana means you're referring to something, but not using the actual name. We know Chazal tell us, Hamachana Shem L'chaver, if you call your friend a nickname in a derogatory way that hurts him, Rachman al-Islan, a person can lose his Olam Haba if he doesn't do tshuva. So what they say is, the Bezin asks them, Yaka Yoisi es Yoisi? Did he say Yoisi should strike Yoisi? We use the word Yoisi in place of Hashem's name. The Batanur explains because it has four letters, like the four letters of Hashem's name. Nigmar Hadin, when it comes to the end of the din, Loi Hargan Bikinui. They can't kill him based on hearing what was really just a nickname. El rather, Maitziyam Kaladam Lechutz. They send everyone out of the room so that the witnesses don't say out the Kalala in front of more people than you have to. Veshoyelim Esagadl Shaben, and they ask the main aid, the senior aid. The Yomim Loim, they say to him, Emor, Masha Shemata, say what you heard, Befedish, but this time say it out clearly. Who Yomim, and he says it. He repeats the curse word for word. Vadayonim Oimdin Al Raglayan, the Dayonim, they stand on their feet. The Koidin, they rip their clothes. Veloy Ma'achin, they're not allowed to sew it back again. Although the Batru says they can sew it up, but not in a good way, not in the regular way. Tos Yomtiv says that anyone who hears Chas V'Shalom Maklol on Hashem has to rip his clothing. The Edom already did that when they heard it the first time. But the Dayanim, it's the first time they're actually hearing it, they have to rip their clothes. So only the first aid says that Hashem's name. The Hasheni, the second aid, Omer, he says, Afani Kamayhu. I heard the same thing he did. There's no need for him to repeat the curse. Vashlishi Omer Afani Kamayhu. And the third aid, if there's a third aid, says, I heard the same thing as he did. Okay, so chazring over, we learned that Hamagadef, one who Chas V'Shalom curses Hashem, he has to say his terrible thing with saying out Hashem's name. Someone else says Hashem's name and he says the curse. That is not Chayv Skila. Yeshua ben Karcha says every single day when they're dealing with the Edom to hear what they say, the Edom don't spell out Chas V'Shalom Hashem's name. Rather, they use what's called a kinui. They say the word Yoisi instead of Hashem's name. However, when it comes to the Gemara Din, once they have to say out beferish what they heard. At that time, the Dayanim stand up, and when they hear Hashem's name, they have to rip their clothes, they have to do Kriya, they're not allowed to sew it back in the regular way. The second aid does not have to repeat exactly what he heard. He just says, I heard the same thing, and if there's a third aid, then he would say, I heard it also.